us?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, Coach.
Morning.
Morning.
Coach, talk about bringing along Jamarcus Russell.
Well, Jamarcus has had a great offseason. Obviously, we got him late last year due to his holdout. And so we really looked at this like he was a rookie and took him back all the way to the beginning in his mechanics and started him all over right after last season was over. And he's done about as much as we can ask him. He's been here for all our workouts, OTAs, mini camps, and has tried to develop a bond with our players and start to show some leadership. Unfortunately, he lost a receiver in Drew Carter, who was at the time our starting Z, so that hurt him a little bit. And yesterday we signed Ashley Lee, so we'll try to catch him up.
Coach, how's Javon Walker going along? Obviously, we've been reading all the reports about him all offseason. How is he doing right now?
Well, Javon's had a tough offseason. His weight, he was heavy during the offseason, and his altercation in Las Vegas, and then coming back, and then he missed some practices due to injury during camp as well. So it has not been a very good offseason for Javon.
Where's he at right now, do you think?
He's had a better last 2 weeks of practice. In game three, he had his first preseason catches and played well. So he's the best he's been since we've had him right now.
What about mentally, the mental side of it? Is he, you get the sense that he's coming around? I mean, we all read reports about him wanting to retire or whatever it was. Do you think mentally he's kind of back into it now?
Yeah, I think so. I think that anytime something like that happens, a player considers retiring, especially at only at the age of 29, it would be a concern for any head coach. But we've moved on from that, and I think he's refocused himself, and I think he's ready to start playing the regular season.
You think he can still be your number one, Lane?
I don't know that. That'll show during games and his production on game day. There's not been enough done to be able to say that yet.
What have you seen on tape of Jay Cutler in this preseason versus what you saw of him last year?
Yeah, he looks stronger. Obviously, his weight's back up, and they've scored in over half the series that he's played in, and they look like they're hitting on all cylinders right now.
You think the identity of your offense is basically going to be that those running backs you have and running the ball a lot this year?
Well, I think that's a natural thing to think, because we do feel very good about all three of our tailbacks and our run game. But, we can't be one-dimensional. With the development of Jamarcus, we do need to be able to attack and throw the ball and, as you look back, as well as we ran the ball last year, we're still not scoring very many points. And even in preseason, when our ones were playing and we were running the ball extremely well, you've got to have some explosion in your passing game to be able to score points.
Do you bring McFadden along a little slowly at the beginning, or do you just throw him right in there?
No, we'll bring him along slowly here. It is a long season, 16 games, and we want to make sure that, Darren's doing what he's brought here to do, and that's being in the I formation to run the ball. The other stuff will come as we go, but we don't want to take away from what he's here to do and have him doing too many things, and all of a sudden he's not doing anything extremely well. So he's here to run the ball in the I formation, and all the other stuff will come eventually.
How does he complement what Fargus does?
Well, he gives you a little more home run ability. Justin's been through some surgeries and has had some wear and tear on his body, and so Justin doesn't have the top end speed like he did at one time when he was Darren's age. So he does give us the top end ability, the top playmaking ability for explosive plays, and he does catch the ball better out of the backfield than Justin.
What do you think the strengths of your team are going into this season?
Well, I think the strength of our team defensively is our secondary. I think it's a great secondary, especially in the coverage skill side of things. And I'd like to think it's our running game, if that continues to develop the way that it has.
What are the expectations, you think, going into the year for you guys?
Oh, I'm not worried about, the overall record, because that's got nothing to do with how we approach each day. So we're just going to go and try to get a win in week one, and then we'll figure out
Coach, not only Jamarcus, but a lot of young quarterbacks didn't have a lot of yards behind their attempts in the preseason. Is that kind of what everyone does now with young quarterbacks, is shorten up the passing game?
Well, I'm not sure what everybody else does. I just know with Jamarcus, you know, we were the first game he didn't play very much. The second game we ran the ball. And, you know, he threw the ball 17 times in the third game. He came out and he threw the first 8 plays of the game. So we've tried a couple different things to tinker around in preseason in a couple different ways. And the last thing that I want to do is become one-dimensional, especially with Jamarcus's ability to throw the deep ball.
Wayne, can you get Malia up to speed enough to play him Monday?
I don't know. We'll try. You know, today's the first day that we'll go out and practice, and we'll give him an opportunity to be active on game day, depending on how well he practices during the week and how fast he picks it up. That'll be more up to him than up to us.
How do you think the Marshall's absence will affect Denver's game plan?
Well, I think he's the best player on the offense. When I looked on film, and dynamic player, and you know, I got to be honest with you, I'm glad he's not playing because, you know, he gives you a lot of problems, even as good as our corners are. He's a great football player. So, yeah, we're pleased he's not playing.
Anything else, guys?
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Guys, thanks.